Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild is reflecting on his accomplishments in his 14 months in office, starting with the economy and some of the companies recruited to the area in the past year.
I, by a very unofficial count, have welcomed 23 significant new businesses to this community. Businesses like Curacao, Involta, Accelerate, Living Social.
Other companies have expanded. Rothschild says the city was at 8.1% unemployment when he started his first term, and now he says Tucson has a 6.9% unemployment rate. He attributes that figure, at least in part, to work the city has done.
Of course, it's our belief that those things don't happen by accident. They happen by hard work and by some of the good work the city's been able to do to help those companies come to the community.
As part of the recruitment, Rothschild says the city has programs that make it easier to get a certificate of occupancy and initiatives such as the Primary Jobs Incentive, a program which helps some companies pay startup fees.
If you're a new business and you put in a certain amount of capital expenditure and attract 25 jobs that pay good wages, then the city will help you with your fees.
The mayor says two companies took advantage of that program, BE Aerospace and American Tire Distributors.
They brought good economy to Tucson, and the city turned around and helped them expedite their move here.
Rothschild also turned his focus on city governance. He says 11 new department heads, including a new city manager, have helped bring a fresh perspective to the municipal governance and have helped bring financial and oversight reforms to Parkwise, Transportation, and the Tucson Convention Center, which have all faced controversy for financial problems or mismanagement. The city also recently settled a long-standing legal battle with the Rio Nuevo District.
One of the focuses in our building the economy is rebuilding downtown. And I think we're beginning to see a synergy there. The synergy has come about in part because of creating a downtown development district, and we have some incentives for people who come downtown. And that really has moved things along while Rio Nuevo has sat there. But now, with this settlement, what we have is a real platform and plan for moving forward.
One of the components of that settlement is the Rio Nuevo District will pay $6 million to improve the Tucson Convention Center arena, which the mayor says is aimed at fixing up bathrooms and generally
making the arena more presentable, so that when you go into the arena, it'll be a place where you want to be.
The settlement also called for the Rio Nuevo District to spend $1.9 million on the west side of I-10 for the Mission Gardens project.
Representatives of Rio Nuevo are meeting with representatives of the city now with regard to the arena. That's probably the most important piece. And as these other things move along, I would suspect you'll see them within the next year for sure.
The mayor is also working with Mexican officials to improve business relations by improving infrastructure to make cross-border business more efficient, he says. He wants Tucson to be a hub for trade between the two countries.
Being located where we are, it is important that we have good trade relations with Mexico. So we're having continual conversations with the Mexican leadership, and we're going to work to build out the infrastructure, the road, the rail, the port, so that we can get more trade across the border.
Rothschild tied a lot of his initiatives to reducing or ending poverty. He announced a mental health working group to ensure access to mental health care in the city, and says Tucson is part of a national effort to end homelessness among veterans. He says annexation would help the city recoup some state revenue that is only distributed to incorporated areas, and he is meeting with the mayors of other cities and towns in Pima County to talk about incorporation. Rothschild says he encourages the citizens of the Vail area to form a city or town. He says getting state revenue into the metro area would bring more money for social services and infrastructure. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.